This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on January 29th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours of Monday Night Trivia and plenty of chances for you to win, and none of the prizes are worth a thing. Yeah, you're doing it mostly for the fun of it. It'll take forever to get anything, but you will get a certificate at some point and something else, like a tabloid or a CD or DVD or something, and that's it. But you're doing it for the fun of it, and we do have fun on Monday nights. I'll throw out a question, and you can answer it or not. I've got bumper stumpers, 11 of them to be exact. They have a theme. If you know who any of them are or what the theme is, well, that's good enough for me. And if all else fails, which it usually does, and that's fine, everybody knows something about something. And whatever it is you know something about, well, ask for a question in that category, and we will deliver. Sky is the limit on that. So, 888-876-5593. That's 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. All right, so with that in mind, last week was a very abbreviated show. We had about 20 minutes, truth be known, after the game. And so I threw out a question that I had for quite a while, because it was one of those that I thought, oh man, this will be guessed right away. So I figured, well, if anybody's listening, it'll be guessed, and that'll be the end of it. Well, there were people listening, and they called, and they didn't get it right. So that's our, it's not really a straggler, because with only a 20-minute show, we'll consider a new question, but it got a sneak peek last week. So here is our question. Movie stars are known for a lot of things, and this is not uncommon today, but the first star known for this goes way back. In fact, he was one of the first and only actors to move from silent movies to talkies, and by 1930, he was one of Hollywood's biggest box draws. What I want to know is, what is he known for? I don't need to know who it is. You don't need to tell me that. No names. But what is this individual, this big star in 1930, known for? So there's your question. 888-876-5593. And we will kick it off tonight with Barry in New Hampshire. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh.
So we're going to do charts tonight.
We're going to try it, yep.
Oh, that's exciting. All right, and you want February 1972? Any week in February? Do you care?
I don't care, but as I said, the first week's coming up this week, so.
All right, then let's do the first week of February. That would be in 1972, the charts of the week ending February 5th, 1972. Number one. American Pie.
Don McLean.
Number two, Let's Stay Together.
Marvin Gaye.
No, it isn't. Let's Stay Together. You got to be thinking about Memphis on the High label.
Don't know.
Al Green.
Al Green, yes.
All right. Number three, Brand New Key.
Melanie.
Yes, in the news, sadly, because she just died. All right. Number four, Day After Day.
Badfinger.
Yes. Number five, Without You.
Harry Nilsson.
Yes. Number six, Never Been to Spain.
Three Dog Night.
Yeah. Number seven, Sunshine.
Gunshine?
Sunshine, as in the opposite of rain.
Sunshine. John Denver.
No, but it is a Jonathan.
That's Jonathan Edwards.
Yes. Number eight, Precious and Few.
Climax.
Yes. Number nine, Hurting Each Other.
Carpenters.
Yes. And number 10, Joy.
Joy.
It's an instrumental.
Oh, yeah.
It was on Mega.
I know it, but I can't think of it.
Oh, Apollo 100. But it doesn't matter because you got 80% right. You only missed two, and that's a winner for me. So good going.
Okay. Is a straggler like a fundraiser or a charity, like March of Dimes or something?
No. It is. Okay. He's known for this. And oh yeah, I see what you mean, like Jerry Lewis or something. No, it is not anything. Yeah. It's not. He's not known for any charitable things that I know of.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah. So
thanks,
good deal. So we'll have John add to Barry's stash, and eventually he'll get something. We had hoped to mail by the end of the year, but you know that came and went, and it's not going to happen. So I was just looking here. I know that I picked out a bunch of 40s movie trivia, and I don't know. It seems to be mixed in with the hominins or something. But there's 60s TV and movies. There's musicals. I'll look further. Then we'll talk to Lisa from Dundee, who wants 40s or 50s movies, all coming up on WGN Radio.
When you've got no more assurance than a great big hunk of lead, if you don't respond to romance, Jack, you dead. When a chick is smiling at you, even though there's nothing said, if you stand there like a statue, Jack, you dead. You've been always kicking, but you stubbed your toes when you ups and kicks the bucket, just like old man Moe's. When you get no kicks from loving, and you blow your top instead, it's a fact that you ain't living, Jack, you dead.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, 1947 on Decca. That's our first bumper stumper. And boy, I'll tell you, it didn't get bigger than him. Yeah, this was about as big as anybody was ever going to get in 1947. So who is he? 888-876-5593. And so it was in front of me the whole time with all these 40s movies question. I didn't realize because it was so close to the hominins. All right, so Lisa in Dundee, how's it going?
Good. How about with you?
All right, so we're going to do a 1942 movie.
Okay. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, let me know if I've done it. Hopefully not. A man assassinates a blackmailer and his girlfriend. He's paid off with mark money by a man involved in espionage. 1942 film with Alan Ladd starring as Philip Raven, a hired killer. What's the movie?
Well, it sounds like a good one. but I do not know.
It's This Gun for Hire.
This Gun for Hire.
And it also stars Veronica Lake, Laird Krieger, and Robert Preston.
It really does sound like a good one. So,
and Ladd and Lake apparently were so good together, they were teamed in three other films, The Blue Dahlia, The Glass Key, and Saigon.
I've seen The Blue Dahlia. That is very good. But
well, you'll have to check out This Gun for Hire.
It's gone on my list.
All right, good deal. Thanks. Okay. Appreciate it, Lisa.
Thank you.
All right, good deal. So, yes, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Dawn is in Buffalo Grove. What do you think, Dawn?
The answer to the question I thought might be Buster Keaton.
We're not looking for a person. We're looking for what that person is famous for.
Oh, his deadpan.
Okay, it isn't Buster Keaton, but that's okay. But if you think of something else, what we want to know is, what was he known for? Don't worry about who he is, but he's not Buster Keaton.
Okay.
All right, if you think of something else, call me back.
Oh, I'm just listening to you on my Z Crane solar radio.
Oh, good. Are you enjoying it?
I am. I had trouble in the beginning. They sent me the package. It was the correct packing slip, but it was the wrong radio.
Oh, my God. So you called them and they sent another one, I take it.
Well, yes, they finally did.
Well, good.
It's like they didn't believe me. I had a described radio.
Oh, my God.
Got in the mail, and I kept telling them I got the right packing slip, just the wrong phone. No, I really am enjoying it, though.
Oh, good. I'm glad it finally worked out. Sorry it was a hassle.
Yeah, well, things happen.
Yes, okay. They do. All right, thanks. Appreciate it, Dawn.
All right. Bye-bye,
all right.
Riley.
So, 888-876-5593. Fran is in Austin. Yeah, you know who this is. Who is it?
Yeah. I just don't want to forget it.
Hello. Fran, talk to me. It's me.
Oh, Raleigh.
Yes. Hi. Remember us? The number you dialed? Yes. The one you were on hold with? Yes.
I'm sorry. I was having a side conversation with Gary, and I didn't hear you pick up the phone.
Well, that's fine.
Anyway, that was Louis Jordan you just played, right?
Absolutely, Louis Jordan. One of my all-time favorites.
Mine too. That's like, yeah. Oh, I know that. I got to call in on that. I was, you know. So
yeah.
I was trying to figure out which lyrics to do, and I heard that, so I just called in on that.
Oh man! Well, you're a winner. Yep.
All right.
I can't ask you what the theme is yet, but maybe after you hear a couple more songs, it'll be clear.
Anyway, sorry about that side conversation.
No problem. I figured it might be interesting. I should probably interrupt you as quickly as possible.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
All right.
Thanks, Raleigh.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so we add to Fran's stash, and John will do that because another prize goes to Fran. She'll be getting a whole library of tabloids, I do believe. No, we're going to get her something else for sure, and CDs, I think. All right, so now here's the deal, 888-876-5593. Monday Night Trivia, I know it's been a few weeks since we've had a full show, so your habits have no longer been quite enshrined, but here's the deal. On Monday night, we need callers. Yeah, that's right, because I can't play trivia with myself. It's not fair that I know all the answers. Yes, it's up to you to call in and play trivia. And, of course, if you're listening on Friday night, oh, God, don't call. It happens every Friday night with trivia. Somebody will call thinking it's a live show, and it's not. Friday is a replay. But Monday, like Monday, January 29th, that is today, and that is live. So 888-876-5593. Whatever you would like. We'll have another bumper stumper coming up. And we'll, of course, my question is out there. I'll read it again. And I don't know what to say. You can have your own category. That's what I should say. And you can. So here we have movie stars. They're known for a lot of things. And this is not uncommon today. But the first star known for this goes way back. In fact, he was one of the first and only actors to move from silent movies to talkies. By 1930, he was one of Hollywood's biggest box draws. But what was he known for? 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. Next new moon, by the way, coming up a week from Friday, February 9th at 5 o'clock Central. So if you're into writing those prosperity checks, you'll want to do it then. And if you don't know what that is, you can go to MaryAnnWinkowski.com, just like it sounds, and click on the new moon, and you'll read all about it. Yeah, Law of Abundance, I think it probably is listed there, Law of Abundance. All right, so what else? Oh, Jackie Ross, 78 this week, and good for her. Tomorrow is her 78th birthday. And the Black History Month celebration kicks off with Jackie Ross and her achievements, and this sounds so neat. I really wish I could go to this. It's coming up this Saturday, February 3rd, at Overflow Coffee. at 1449 South Michigan. It's going to be Jackie Ross with a discussion and a question and answer and refreshments. And the deal is she's not going to be singing, but she's going to be talking and hopefully talking to you. And she's launching a new business. And it's I think it's Buckin Spaces, B-U-K-U-N, Buckin Spaces, highlighting years of experience in the music and design industry. So I don't know what that is. We'll have to have her on some night if she'd like to come on, and she can tell us all about Buckin Spaces, if that's how you pronounce it. So I don't know. It sounds interesting, and it sounds like you could have some fun on February 3rd. Yeah, I'd advise it. Overflow Coffee, 1449 South Michigan. Now, what time is it? I don't know what time it is, but you can probably call Overflow Coffee and find out. Or better than that, I'll look it up for you and let you know. But in the meantime, if it's online. In the meantime, Mary Ann is in Chicago, so welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how are you?
All right, how you feeling?
Okay, I'll find out Friday if it's normal that I still can't see.
Oh, you still cannot see?
No, it's really, really, really blurred.
Really? Now, more so than right after the surgery?
No, because okay. Right after the surgery, it was totally black.
Well, yeah, I know, I understand that. But I mean, when you reclaim some business.
It's hard to tell because I can't look out of that eye for very long because it makes me nauseous and gives me a headache.
Okay.
The one strange thing I noticed when I was at the store the other day, the woman in front of me had on a bright yellow coat. And I have to keep my right eye shut because it throws my vision all out of whack.
Uh-huh.
I was just looking at her coat, and just on a whim, I closed my good eye and opened my bad eye, and her coat was red then.
Really?
And I'm like, oh, my God, am I going to be colorblind in this eye? What?
Well, I don't know. It'd be interesting if the two come together. You'd think it was orange.
Yeah, or how do I drive? I won't know what the traffic light is. Is it red?
Oh, you can't. Whichever one's on top is red.
I know. But it was like, okay, I got two of the traffic lights there. Where's the green?
Yeah, well, interesting to hear about that. And, yes, you'll be going Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's when I'll find out if this is normal. A friend of mine, her sister-in-law, had the same surgery.
Okay.
And she said it took her sister-in-law like 3 months to get her sight all the way back.
Well, that's encouraging then. Then maybe what you have is not unusual.
Yeah, because I'm only on month one plus 2 days or something.
Oh, I understand. When your vision, of course, you'd be impatient. Of course you would. But if you know other people who it's been like a three-month journey, then so far none to worry.
I know, but the thing that makes me as impatient was it took 5 years till I could walk.
Well,
then I can finally walk, and now this happens.
Well, and you will see, too, but you got to be patient. You got to be.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes, you know, your patient runs a little thin, especially when I got jerked around for 2 months.
Oh, I know, but it's only going to make you frustrated. You know, if you want to feel better, change your attitude. It's all you got.
Yeah, well, we'll see Friday what happens.
Yes, good luck on that.
Yeah.
All right, so you're calling for the guests on trivia. What are we doing here?
Well, I was going to guess on trivia, because as soon as you said it, Patty Arbuckle came into my mind, and he was arrested for murder, and there was some kind of sexual scandal going on with him.
It was a Coca-Cola bottle, but no, it's not that.
Okay, I just thought, well,
if you're going to use the Coca-Cola bottle, make sure you drill a hole in the bottom of it. Don't let it become a suction cup. All right, so enough of that.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So with that in mind, it is not that, and it is not fatty.
Okay. Oh, and when you had that one trivia question that involved barcoding.
Uh-huh.
I meant to call you that night to tell you, but I guess I fall asleep. In Sweden, they put barcodes on all their battleships.
They must have a really big reader.
Well, when the fleet comes home, they can Scandinavian.
Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, yeah, there you have it. Well, let's find out what's going on in the world at large. By the way, World of Jackie Ross, it will be 5 o'clock registration in the Soulful Sounds, and 5:45 discussion with Jackie, and 6:15 a question and answer, and 6:30 is refreshment and thank you. So it's running from 5 to 7. 5 to 7, and you can check that out on Saturday, and I think you should. Meanwhile, we'll find out what's happening in the world at large right here on WGN Radio.
Yes, baby, do what you wanna do. Be on, just baby, do what you wanna do. Now don't you let nobody,
don't you let nobody,
don't you let nobody,
don't you let nobody,
don't you let nobody, do your thinking for you. Now if you like the way I kissed you, please don't stay away. Pay no attention, baby, to what your nosy neighbor say. Cause if you'd ask one of them for a favor, I bet they wouldn't give you the time of day. So be on, just baby, do what you think is right. Oh, be on, just baby. Do what you think is right. And don't you let nobody,
don't you let nobody,
I said don't you let nobody,
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 tell you how to live your life.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? What does he have in common with Louis Jordan, who was our first bumper? All right, 888-876-5593. And the question that I have thrown out there, movie stars are known for a lot of things, and this is not uncommon today, but the first star known for this goes way back. In fact, he was one of the first and only actors to move from silent movies to talkies. And by 1930, he was one of Hollywood's biggest box draws. Known for what? Ah, a couple first-time callers. We got Peggy and Alex, so let's see what's up with this. All right, Peggy, welcome to WGN Radio. Peggy.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. I'm fine.
So what do you
I
think?
I just started listening to your show. It's great.
Great to have
what
you.
I think is, I think the answer is President Ronald Reagan.
I love that. No, I think think Ronald Reagan was old, but not quite that old.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
Peggy. I thought he got in there under the line.
Yeah, no, I love it. Well, call me again. I appreciate it.
Oh, okay. We'll
Thanks.
Do.
Good deal. She's All right. Up. So nice to meet Peggy, and she's in Hammond, Indiana. All right. Now we get to meet Alex, and he's a first-time caller in Round Lake. So hello, Alex.
Hi. How are you doing?
All right. Thanks for calling WGN.
I'm thinking Boris Karloff.
That's interesting. I don't care who it is. I want to know what they're famous for.
Oh, horror films.
Oh, that's interesting, but it's not right.
Oh, sorry.
If you think of something else, don't be sorry. I'm just thrilled you called. Call me again.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. So, yes, movie star is known for a lot of things, and what I want to know, the first star known for this. So that's what we're looking for, what he's known for, not who he is. It is a he. All right. In fact, he was one of the first and only actors to move from silent movies to talkies. By 1930, he was one of Hollywood's biggest box draws. Known for what? All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And that is going to take us to Johnny D. in Ohio. What's happening tonight, Johnny D.?
Hey, Raleigh, you're happening.
Well, all right.
Where's all your regular callers? They're not calling. What's the matter?
I don't know. Well, Fran called.
Oh, yeah, Fran. Well,
and Lisa called.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I don't know.
Two people on one of my latest songs.
Oh, but, yeah.
But you know what? Mm. I haven't heard from Ruth in a long time. I hope she's not offended by anything.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Yeah, Ruth with a stream of consciousness.
Yes, I can't imagine. No.
Anyhow, no. So here's what's up. On your star trivia silent movie move into the talkies thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm thinking He was known for excessive drinking, and it'd be W.C. Fields.
Interesting.
Alcoholism.
Nope, no alcoholism involved.
Get away from me, kid. You bother me.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
W.C. Fields, he was pretty good. I liked him. Yeah. All right, now listen. I told John,
yes.
I said I was going to ask you,
mm-hmm.
and I don't even know if you know how to do it, to flip a coin. You have a coin? Do you have a coin?
I don't have a coin, but it says on the screen that you'll take hominins or Godfather, and so I went with Godfather.
Okay, whatever, either
right.
one.
It's easy. You'll know it right away. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What are the names of the three blood-related Corleone sons?
Blood-related ones?
Yeah. Blood? Three blood-related...
well, okay. Yes. Santino.
Yes.
Fredo.
Yes.
And Michael.
And we have a winner.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, that was an easy one. Thanks for that.
Well,
let's do a hominin.
Let's do a hominin? Oh, I don't know. All right. Let's see. Let's
Why not?
See. All right. All
Nobody's
right.
calling.
Well, actually, Christopher's a first-time caller, and he's in hometown Illinois. We're going to talk to him in just a minute. But which of the following correctly characterizes the evolutionary trend in hominin detention? I think they mean dentition. They don't mean detention.
Dentition. It can't be detention.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What the heck?
It can't
I
be right. Right. What do they do? Tie them to a tree? No, it's got to be dentition. All right.
Dentition.
although I would have liked the answer better if it was detention, but no, dentition. All right. typos everywhere. All right. So, A, larger molars and smaller anterior, e.g., incisors and canines. B, smaller molars and larger anterior. C, increased sexual dimorphism in the size of the canine. D, a less parabolic dental arcade. E, retention of diastemata.
I would think, of all the things you just said, some I'm going to have to eliminate because I'm not even sure what they mean, like that last one.
Yeah, you and me both.
Okay. So I'm just going to go with what was the third one, like not the smaller molar or, you know?
Increased sexual dimorphism in the size of the canine.
Increase that, so yeah, I'm going to go with that, because females got smaller canines.
It's nice, but it's A, larger molars and smaller anterior.
Really?
Well, I don't know any hominins to check, but this is a quiz that wants
larger
to know.
Larger molars and smaller
incisors and canines, right. But remember, this is a quiz who wants to know about the detention of the species, so I don't know. So I'll leave it to you to find out if it's right.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to brush up on my hominin stuff, I guess.
All right. Good deal. Thanks. Appreciate
it. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So 888-876-5593. Christopher is a first-time caller. He's in hometown. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
Really good. Thanks.
So what do you think?
Bird calls.
Bird calls. That's interesting. That's not right, but I think it would be a fascinating thing to be known for. Call me again, Christopher.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it. So 888-876-5593. We'll get to Paul in Buffalo Grove. We've got Cleveland Dennis. We've got Leah in Marcus Hook. We've got another bumper stumper, an easy one too, coming up in moments. But right now I want to mention the CC Skywave SSB2. You're hearing me talk a lot about that lately because it's the newest addition to the Sea Crane Fold, the CC Skywave SSB2, which is a terrific radio. And of course, single sideband gives you all sorts of things that you're never going to pick up on your cell phone, that's for sure. Now, the one thing that the CC Skywave has in common with everything else that Bob Crane has developed is it has great reception, period. AM, and FM. You will pick up more with this radio than any other radio you're going to find. The other thing is it's a great travel radio because it's compact. It is really small. 8 ounces fits in the palm of your hand. And considering the size of this, the audio is remarkably good. And as I mentioned, a terrific reception, but emergency weather and weather alert, of course. And, yeah, by the way, the new model comes with a new shortwave antenna mono jack, so you can connect an external shortwave antenna to improve shortwave reception if you're trying to do that, and that's been verified by the in-house techs at Sea Crane. Also, the aviation band. Now, this isn't legal everywhere, so if you are using this as a travel radio, find out if it's okay. But it's okay right here. And you can get a bird's-eye view monitoring conversations between nearby pilots and ATC and ground crew. And that's really neat. And so, of course, it's got presets, and it's got a clock and an alarm. So it is just the absolutely perfect travel radio. And rotary volume dial, so you just tune it up. And there is music and voice tone control and the headphone jack, of course, and the new jack that I was telling you about. A clock with the 12, 24-hour format alarm, a sleep timer, and, listen to this, 400 memory presets. I am not making that up. And it runs on two AA batteries. So that's a deal. If you're wondering, if you're using earbuds, which are included, it'll run 70 hours on two AAs. And if you're using the speaker, it'll run about 60 hours. So that's a good deal. Check it out. Go to ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com. Look at the new CC Skywave SSB2. And if you can't go online for some reason, you can give them a call and they have the perfect, perfect customer service. That's 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE, T-U-N-E. But if you can go online, oh yeah. Now, of course, yeah, immediate shipping, go to Amazon. But to get the real deal experience, find out more about this and many other radios, go to ccradio.com. Look for the CC Skywave SSB2. I think you're going to love it. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio. That's a gift. All right. Who is she? What does she have in common with the last guy we played and with Louis Jordan, the first one we played that Fran got? So if you know who that is, you win for that. If you know the theme, well, you win for that. And if you know my question, well, you win for that. Of course, again, the prizes aren't worth having. You're doing this for the fun of it. Eventually, you get something. Emphasis on eventually. It'll take a while, but eventually something will show up, and it'll be a certificate and a CD or a DVD or a tabloid, you know, along those lines. All right, so now as far as our question, as I say, it's a little surprising to me because it's one of those that I've had here, and I thought, well, I'm not going to ask that because everybody will know. Apparently not. Movie stars are known for a lot of things, and this is not uncommon today. But the first star known for this goes way back. In fact, he was one of the first and only actors to move from silent movies to talkies, and by 1930, he was one of Hollywood's biggest box draws. But what was he known for? 888-876-5593. And Greg is a first-time caller. He is in Illinois. All right, Greg, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. So, thanks for having me.
Glad you called. So where are we? Are we driving?
Well, yeah, unfortunately I'm driving, yes.
Ah, so where are we going?
We're going to Lombard back home from work. Skokie.
Okay, Skokie to Lombard. Thanks for taking me with you.
Love listening to your show. You're awesome.
Thanks. So what do you think?
Well, the only guy I could think of that was really famous from Silence the Talkies was Al Jolson.
Not Al Jolson, but don't worry about who the guy is. You might not even recognize his name, but boy, in 1930, he was known for this.
Oh, boy. He was known for boy, I don't have a clue right now. Was he in comedy?
No, he wasn't a comedian, I don't think.
Okay.
At least not intentionally.
Okay. But was he really famous for what he did?
Well, he was famous for this, all right. And it's not uncommon today, but in 1930s, whoa boy.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, boy. I'm at a loss, Raleigh. I can't think of one.
Well, if you think of something before you get to Lombard, call me back.
I will.
All right, thanks.
Okay,
appreciate
thank
it.
You.
All right. Bye. Yeah, so I'm going to Lombard. Love to ride. 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. All right, bumper guesses. Well, I think Stephanie in Madison knows one. I know which one she knows, too, I'll bet you. So what do you think, Stephanie?
Hey. Hi there. My birthday is going to be in another. What time is it now?
It's 10:52 where you are.
Okay, so another hour and 8 minutes. I have my birthday.
Well, happy. Going to be 39 again, are you?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, good.
I'll have you, not on trivia night, but I'll have you tell me maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, call back tomorrow. We'll talk about everybody born on January 30th.
I would love it. But meanwhile, it's Barbara George.
Of course it is. Yeah, but yes. Who was the one before that?
That one, I was in the other room, so I missed the bumper stumper between Louis Jordan.
Yeah.
And yay, Fran, she got it. I was going to call it. I don't know. But, hey, the only thing I was thinking of, and this is not a positive, but there's a lot of basically abusers out there, that sexually molest or abuse other people.
That's not it, thank God.
Thank God, yeah. Yeah, that's the only thing that's where my warped mind is going. But anyway, listen, I will call and talk to you tomorrow for sure.
Good deal, full show.
Yeah.
Full show beyond as of 10. Thanks, appreciate it, Stephanie. And we'll add to your
stash. You betcha,
Raleigh.
Take care.
Right.
Thank you.
So we'll have John add to Stephanie's stash because she absolutely is a winner. All right, so now what we have here is Nancy in St. Louis who wants to do charts. So, hey, Nancy, thanks for calling.
Hey, Raleigh.
So we're going to do...
I'm here to play.
Excellent. So we're going to do May 1974. Do you have a particular week in May you prefer?
I guess I the first week. That's the week, or that's the month I graduated from college. So.
Oh, all right. All right.
So we'll see.
Here we go.
But I don't remember the date, so...
That's all right. All right. 1974. Yes, May was Monument Month in 1974. All right, I still have the T-shirt.
Oh.
All right, so number one, The Locomotion. And, of course, it's a remake. You know it's not Little
Grand
Eva.
Grand Funk.
Absolutely. Number two, The Streak.
Ray Stevens.
Yes. Number three, Dancing Machine.
Jackson's?
Yeah, Jackson 5, you betcha. Number four, The Entertainer.
Oh, Billy Joel?
No.
Not Billy Joel?
No. I know why you'd say that, but no. He was the piano man. But The Entertainer, and it was, I think it was used in a movie, because it was sort of that old-timey stuff.
Yeah. I don't remember.
It was Marvin Hamlisch.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Number five, Benny and the Jets.
Oh, Elton John.
Yeah. Number six, The Show Must Go On.
The
show must go on. Oh man! And I thought I was better at that.
Well,
than that.
Yeah, I'm looking at this, and I was promoting records right at that time, and I wouldn't have known this either. It's like, well, who? But it well-known group, well-known group.
Yeah. Oh, the OJs.
No, a Three Dog Night.
Oh, okay. No, I do not remember that.
Well, we'll have to get it out and hear it. We probably hate it. Number 7, Tubular Bells.
Mike Oldfield.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number 8, T.S.O.P.
The group was a bunch of initials.
Yes,
whatever that was.
Well, no, you're doing good. Right, exactly. They claim that it stood for mother, father, sister, brother, because of course they couldn't say what it stood for. But
okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
all
so,
right.
Yeah. MFSB. Number 9.
Okay.
I've been searching for so long.
I don't remember that either.
Big group. It was on Columbia.
Columbia Records. I've been searching for so long.
They've been local. Local to this area.
Chicago. Area.
Yeah, there you go. You said it. All right, just shut up.
Chicago.
Yes. Yes, thank you. You're a winner.
Good for me.
Right.
good for me.
Yeah. Number 9, Midnight at the Oasis.
Maria Muldaur.
Yes. And number 10, Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me.
Brooklyn Bridge.
No, that was from 68, actually. But no, this was Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Oh, all right.
But
all
I want
right.
you to call again soon, and we'll do it again.
I'll try again.
Looking forward to it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
All right, so, yes, well, very, very nice try. Absolutely nice try. So, I would really remember those, either that Three Dog Night song. I'm sure it was on Top 40 radio nonstop, and I'm sure that I didn't listen to it. So, 888-876-5593. Cleveland Dennis has checked in. What's up, Cleveland Dennis?
Okay, Raleigh, thank you. I want to take a guess that this movie star was a singing movie star. From the silent to the talkies.
Has nothing to do with singing.
Okay, well, can I do charts?
Of course you can do charts. What year do you want?
1964.
Okay.
You can pick any month, I guess.
No, you're going to pick the month. I just had to get the right book. What?
Okay.
Week, what week? What?
Let's month? Try September. September, maybe.
September of 64. All right. I think that.
And then I'm going to have a request. We're going to go back to that one soliloquy song I was looking for, but go ahead.
The soliloquy? Okay. September
'64.
Yes. I don't remember if that was Cleo or Betsy. It was a hurricane. I think it was Cleo. But, yeah. Looked outside my window and the outhouse across the street blew away. True story. All right. So, September of 1964. Here we are. All right. First week of September? Is it like, or do you want
to? Fine. Second, third.
I don't care. Yeah. You pick them out. I read the list.
Well.
All right.
Either I remember them or I don't, but go ahead.
Number 1, The House of the Rising Sun.
Animals.
Number 2, Where Did Our Love Go?
Supremes.
Number 3, Because.
Dave Clark 5.
Number 4, Everybody Loves Somebody.
Dean Martin.
Number 5, Bread and Butter. He likes bread and butter. He likes
right.
Ghost.
New Beats.
Yes,
new
number beats. 6. Come On and Swim.
Bobby Freeman.
Yes, number 7. GTO. Whoa, little GTO.
Ronnie and the Daytona.
Yes, of course. Number, I got to do this real quickly because we're going to go into the news. But number 8, A Hard Day's Night.
Beatles.
9, Remember, Walking in the Sand.
Shangri-Las.
And Oh, Pretty Woman, number 10.
Roy Orbison, which was on the charts for about 20 weeks.
Yeah, 100%. All right. Well, good deal.
Yeah.
Hang on. We'll confirm that address, and we'll find out what's going on in the world at large at WGN Radio.
Wow.
our life. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so there's your bumper stumper. Who are they? And what do they have in common with everything else we've played so far? We've identified Barbara George and Louis Jordan. Not the other one, but we'll see if we identify this one. And, of course, if you know the theme, that's even better, but just the artist will do. All right, so Cleveland Dennis had said he wanted to do something, talk about something. And so I said goodnight, but John said, don't you hang up on him. He's got more to say. All right. So
thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, I made that request last week, and I think you played Come On Home, but it wasn't the one with the soliloquy.
A soliloquy. Yeah, I need to know more than you've given me for this.
Yeah. Very similar song. It was just by a different group where they had the speaking in there.
Oh, really?
But, yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
That's so it was different. Yeah, that's the difference.
So it was a cover. Okay.
Well, I guess if the other one was an original, and yeah. I don't really know.
Yeah, all right. Well, then. Well, now that I know that, I have to go back to my list of what I played so I can figure out what this is and then find out who else did it. All right, so.
That would be great. I have a question, though. The Louis Jordan song, somebody guessed it, right?
Yeah.
But what was it? I missed it.
What? Jack, You're Dead.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that one. But you know what? I heard one recently from over in the UK by Louis Jordan that I never heard before. And we can make a request when it's a big birthday day. It's called Birthday Boogie by Louis Jordan.
Oh, yeah, okay.
When you get to that point, because that's one that's a little different from my knowledge of Louis Jordan.
Yeah, well, he's got so much. He was so big.
Right.
He was so great. Yeah, and he had more number one R&B hits on the Billboard R&B charts than anyone else. He was like...
Really?
Yeah, nobody came close to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. No, well, good deal.
Dynamic. And that's, I think, all I got for now.
Okay, so it's similar to Come Home by the Vestels. So now we have to find out who else did that.
Right.
All right, I'll start working on that.
Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
So, all right. So, yes, we'll maybe review the Vestels again tomorrow night. It's hard to tell, really. All right, so with that in mind, we're going to be doing more charts. I'm going to have fun with that. But Leah wants musicals. So hello, Leah. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. How are you?
Well, I'm here. And that's about as good as it gets tonight, but I'm happy to be here. Hell, I'm happy to be anywhere. But yes, so we're going to do musicals, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, first I want to thank James in Oregon for the lovely birthday wishes for me and Albert.
Yeah.
And I want to wish Stephanie, a fellow Aquarian, happy birthday for tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And can I guess on the trivia question first?
Absolutely.
Is it someone who's famous for playing vampires?
No.
Okay.
All right. Vincent Minnelli was arguably the greatest director of musicals. I want to talk about his first film. It starred Ethel Waters, Eddie Anderson, Lena Horne, and Louis Armstrong. What was it?
Okay, say the names again.
Yes. Ethel Waters, Eddie Anderson, Lena Horne, and Louis Armstrong. Let me see if I can find out something about this movie and see if I can give you a hint. Of course, I've never heard of it, but let's see if it has like a little thing here.
I think I know one of the songs from it, but
it's a 1943 American musical film based on a 1940 Broadway musical of the same name. And like I said, it was the first feature film that Vincent Minnelli directed. So, of course, Eddie Anderson is Rochester. And, I actually, now that I look at this, I know about this movie. I haven't seen it, but I absolutely know about this movie because it is historical.
It's historical?
Oh, it is. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, it's not the one I was thinking of then. No, I can't come up with it.
Cabin in the Sky.
Oh, God, I had it in my head, and then I discounted it. I said to myself, it's Cabin in the Sky, and then I thought, no, that's not it.
Well, never discount your first guess. You trust your gut.
I always should trust my gut. Yes,
yes, you should.
Oh, all right.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, Cabin in the Sky, and that was all black cast. Interesting movie all the way around. All right, Stacy is in Algonquin. So, Stacy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Holly,
so
how are you?
How's it going? How's the new digs?
Okay, pretty good.
Good. All right.
I would like to try. What is the new question?
All right. Oh, well, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Movie stars are known for a lot of things, and this is not uncommon today, but the first star known for this goes way back. In fact, he was one of the first and only actors to move from silent movies to talkies. By 1930, he was one of Hollywood's biggest box draws, but he was known for this. What?
I'm going to try Buster Keaton.
We don't care who it is. We only care what they were known for. It's not Buster Keaton, but again, if you're listening to the question, I don't care who it is. I want to know what this star was known for. And I'm wording it that way because he was a huge star, but you might not even recognize the name today. So, but you would be able to figure out what he was recognized for. Common today. Not then.
Oh, you got me on that one.
Okay.
I'm just going to stick with, that girl trivia.
Okay. Very, very good. Why does Anne hit Donald in Great Guy?
Okay, no, where did she kiss him?
No, hit, not kiss. Why does Anne hit Donald in Great Guy? She punches him in the stomach. Why?
Punches him in the stomach. Now, where was this? Where did she punch him again?
In the stomach.
Why did she punch him in the stomach?
Yeah, it goes with the plot of this whole episode. Great Guy was the name of the episode.
Great Guy. Great Guy.
Giving up?
Oh, yeah, you got me.
All right. Well, here was the plot. Anne's friend, Pete, has a new boyfriend who likes to rough her up all the time. Anne's girlfriend doesn't mind this, but Anne is annoyed by it. Donald butts in and says, well, it's simply his way of showing affection. So when Donald leaves for the evening, Anne wails off and punches him in the stomach, and he said, what are you doing? And she said, I just want to show you how crazy I am about you.
Oh, my God. Oh, gosh, I forget some of the episodes.
Well, how could you not? It's been over 50 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
Almost 60.
I know. Well, thank you, Raleigh.
Well, good deal. Well, good to hear from you. Appreciate it, Stacy.
You too.
All
Take
right,
care.
Thanks. So, 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And let's talk to Alex in Round Lake. Hello, Alex. Thanks for calling WGN.
Hi, how are you?
All right, so we're going to do charts tonight, are we?
I am. I tried your trivia question, and I failed.
Well, that's all right. Well, you won't fail with charts now. 1973, okay. October. Okay, where were you in October of 1973?
I was in high school.
Okay. All right. I knew something like that was going to come up when I asked. All right. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, it could have been worse. Could have been in junior high. All right. So let's
yeah.
All right. October of 1973. Any particular week in October?
I don't care.
Okay. We'll pick mid-October then. October 13th, 1973. You ready?
All right.
Number one, Half-Breed.
Cher.
Yes. Number two, Ramblin' Man.
Bob Seger.
Allman Brothers.
Oh, different Ramblin' Man. Okay.
The one that was number two that week with a bullet. All right. So
yeah, I gotcha.
Number three, Let's Get It On.
Oh, God.
You know it's Motown. You can do this.
Yeah. Oh, Marvin Gaye.
Yes. Number four, Higher Ground.
Stevie Wonder.
Yes. Number five, Angie.
Ugh. Oh, Stones.
Yes. Number six, That Lady.
That Lady?
Yes, and they call it That's Lady because they actually recorded it originally in 64 as Who's That Lady, and it was more of a ballad.
Yeah, Isley Brothers.
Yes, exactly. They sped it up and called it That Lady. Okay, number seven.
Yeah.
Loves Me Like a Wreck.
Paul Simon.
Yes. Number eight, Midnight Train to Georgia.
Gladys Knight.
Yeah.
In the Pits.
That's true. Number nine, Keep on Truckin'.
Ooh.
Well, think the Motown group again.
Oh,
it's an artist. It's, it's a solo artist.
Four Tops?
No, it's a solo, just a guy.
Oh, keep on Eddie.
Yes, good. And don't say Holland. Give me the other Eddie.
I can't remember his last name.
Oh, Eddie Kendricks, but that's all right. Number
yeah.
10,
yeah.
We're an American Band.
Oh, Grand Funk.
And we have a winner. You got 90%. Very good.
All right, thank you.
Yes, you fully redeemed yourself. Now, prize isn't worth having. It'll take you forever to get it, but hopefully you had some fun. Hang on, we'll confirm that address and call me again, Alex.
Thank you very much, Riley.
Good deal, thank you. All right, so Alex is a winner, absolutely. All right, so we will talk about Lost TV Trivia with Paul in Buffalo Grove. Mark and Aurora, Star Trek, the original, don't you know. Valerie and Warrenville going to guess on our trivia question. And Andrew wants Soaps Trivia. So in one moment there will be Jake and Skokie. He's got a trivia guess as well. We'll find out about that coming up next right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's your next bumper stumper. That should be easy. And what does that have in common with every other artist we've played? And there is something. Now, movie stars are known for a lot of things, and this is not uncommon today. But the first star known for it goes way back. In fact, he was one of the first and only actors to move from silent movies to talkies. By 1930, he was one of Hollywood's biggest box draws. I don't care who he is. What I want to know, what is he famous for? All right? Yeah. We got Jake and Skokie going to take a guess. What do you think, Jake?
Well, Smoking Reefers.
I love it. It's not right, but I love the way you think.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying. All right. Okay. So, yes, no reefer madness here. 888-876-5593. I believe Jeff in Beloit's got a guess. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Raleigh. My guess is that there was a lot of gunfighting and or there was a movie that they had an aviation dogfight, which they were also shooting a lot of guns.
Nice, but not right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying.
Well, thank you, Raleigh.
Appreciate it. All right. So, yes, no... no guns involved, as far as I know. All right, I guess anything's possible, but I don't think so. All right, so now I see we have Paul in Buffalo Grove, and he wants Lost TV trivia. And I just saw that because I printed out a bunch of those questions. So let me find them here. And there's one line available for you, by the way, if you want it. It's been busy, I know. But now 888-876-5593 would do it to it. Original Star Trek. It's so funny because I run across these all the time. I'm thinking, oh, yeah, Lost. I remember the guy wanted Lost. Well, yeah, I've lost it. All right, well, that's all right. That's why we have the internet. We'll just look over other questions for him. In the meantime, we'll meet Paul in Buffalo Grove again. How's it going, Paul?
Hey, pretty good. You know, I just want to take a stab here. I had absolutely no clue at all on the main trivia question, but the way you had phrased it just previously, I just popped into my head like the weird... I mean, the enormous amount of makeup that they wore in the time, and for being a man, that was unusual back then, maybe?
I love it. It's not right, but that's okay. It's a wonderful guess, yes.
All right.
All right, so let's see. How well do you know Lost? I need one with answers, well, obviously. No, I don't mean you. I mean, that's what it's asking me. How well do you know Lost? Well, well enough that I want to submit my answers, and you let me know how I did. All right. Wrong. Very good. All right, very, very, very good. What alias was Sawyer living under... when he
Wait, can you start over again? You were cutting out.
Yes. What alias was Sawyer living under when he realized that they were stuck in the 1970s?
James LeFleur.
We have a winner. All right, hang on. Man. Don't go away. All right, and we'll find out what's going on in the world at large with some more news right here on WGN Radio.
Can happen when you meet her and your eyes make all the sign for that one brief moment you yearn to lie down, you yearn to lie down. It can happen while sitting next to her, and your hand touches her knee. For that one brief moment, your body yearns to be free. Yearning to be free.
All right, so who is that? Well, is he even coming with everybody else here? Oh, course, we have our question. Movie stars are known for a lot of things, and this is not uncommon today. But the first star known for it goes way back. In fact, he was one of the first and only actors to move from silent movies to talkies. And by 1930s, he was one of Hollywood's biggest draws. And unfortunately, the theaters were very upset. He was known for this, the studios. What was he known for? All right, so we're going to get some bumper guesses here. Jimmy P. on the South Side. How's it going, Jimmy P.?
Hey, Riley, how you doing?
All right, what'd you hear?
I got the Moon Glows and the Miracles.
Yes, Moon Glows and Miracles, absolutely right.
And I'm taking a stab on this. Is it because of his voice? Was it Ricardo Cortez?
No.
Oh, because he was a big lover in the silence.
Oh, yeah.
When he started in the talkies, his voice was real high.
Right, exactly. It didn't work out at all.
And I'm thinking maybe people used to pay to see this guy and start laughing, you know.
Oh, that's funny. They probably did, but nope, that's not it.
That's not it, but I got the Moon Glows.
You did, so hang on, we'll confirm that address. All right. Yes, I think that we might have a winner here. I don't know. We'll get more bumper guesses. We'll put Jimmy P. on hold there. We're going to do Star Trek Originals trivia with Mark and Aurora. And Valerie in Warrensville is going to have a guess. Jukebox Jack's going to have a guess. Marianne's got another bumper she thinks she knows. And maybe it's what we just played. I don't know. Andrew wants soap trivia. All right, so Valerie, what do you think?
I was thinking The Man of a Thousand Faces.
No.
Okay. And then I find out, and I saw when he died, and I went, no, it is not him. Sword fighting?
No.
Stunt doubling?
No.
Theatrical makeup?
No.
Okay. Drunk?
All wrong.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, though. I appreciate it.
Sure. I was just, you know, trying to toss them out because somebody took my W.C. Fields, and I'm like, okay.
Well, I won right anyway, so see, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I thought of what he's really known for, and I said, no, I ain't saying that on the radio.
All right. Well, thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
Bye.
So let's find out what he's really known for, and I believe that Jukebox Jack might know. So Jukebox Jack, what do you think?
He was gay.
He was. So who was he?
William Haynes.
Absolutely right, Billy Haynes. And it was interesting because he was the number one box draw of 1930, and MGM threatened him and said, we'll tear up your contract if you admit to being gay publicly. And he said, go ahead and tear it up.
He became an interior decorator and made a small fortune.
Yes.
His former... Everybody in town, I guess.
Yes, with a...
He didn't need the studio.
No, he didn't. And he did that with his lover, and that was Jimmy Shields, and they were together for 47 years. Yep. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away, Jack. Appreciate it. All right. So, and hopefully John will tell Jack that he needs to turn off his radio when he's on the air. All right. So I was competing with myself there, but he's absolutely right. Yes, it was. Billy Haynes. And like I say, number one, and MGM just went crazy. And you can't be gay, you know, and how they love to decide who they'd be paired up with. And, you know, God forbid you with somebody out of color, for instance, or in this case, same gender. And the studio heads, they said, we're tearing up your contract. And he surprised the hell out of him because he said, go ahead. Absolutely, go ahead. And so he and Jimmy Shields stayed together, and they had the very successful interior design company. So, all right, Billy Haynes. So good to hear and about people who are true to their word and true to their life, and that's the way it should be. All right, 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, Marianne thinks she knows a bumper. What do you think you know, Marianne?
Hey, well, I knew the other one was Smokey Robinson. That was easy.
Okay.
But this last one, Timmy Thomas?
Yes, very good. Absolutely right, Timmy Thomas. One Brief Moment.
Yep.
So what's he have in common with Smokey and The Moon Glows and Barbara George and Louis Jordan?
Oh, God, you got me there.
All right, well, you don't have to know that. You know that it was Timmy Thomas. I'm impressed about that. Hang on, don't go away.
Okay,
all right,
thanks.
So absolutely. Timmy Thomas, you remember. Let's live together. All right, so Let's see what I believe we'll be doing some original Star Trek, but soaps. That's what we're doing. We're doing soaps. Andrew in Chicago, how's it going?
Oh, pretty great. Let me put it off speaker.
Okay, good.
There you go. You're off speaker.
Always good. Very good.
Okay, yeah. Soap opera trivia, please.
I'm ready. The Young and the Restless, YNR, expanded to 1 hour on February 4th, 1980. What soap opera did it replace for the expansion?
Love of Life.
Absolutely right.
People are going to think that this is all a joke between me and you, that you give me the answers.
No. Well, Love of Life ran on CBS from 1951 to 1980. It was the longest-running soap opera at the time of cancellation.
Did you know who their biggest fan was?
Who?
It was Sammy Davis Jr.
Okay.
How about that? Guest starred on it many times as a wedding singer. If you go on YouTube, I can probably email it to you. There's a newscast talking about the cancellation, and they actually had Sammy Davis Jr. interviewed, you know, talking about how sad he would be.
Yeah, okay.
But that's where Christopher Reeve got his start.
Wow. All right.
And one other little tidbit. Was the very first soap to swear, along with YNR, the same year, with Love of Life. It was the seven-letter word for a man. You know what I mean. Starts with a B.
Is that a swear word anymore? I know what you're talking about, but I don't even know. I don't know. I don't know if it's unacceptable or not. But it, I knew which words it wouldn't be. You know, the Carlin Seven. But other than that, yeah, interesting.
Are any of the Carlin Seven legal now?
No. Well, now remember, legal now. Remember, a lot of things are just not on broadcast television, and you can do anything you want with that. You know, so if it's a cable show or a stream show, you can do anything you want. It's just broadcast television and broadcast radio, that which is governed by the Federal Communications Commission. And part of it comes down to when you're saying it. You know, in other words, late at night is more forgiving than the middle of the day. But the problem, and I think we've talked about this before, but this goes back to the fact that, you know, we have a First Amendment in the Constitution, and so the FCC is prohibited from censorship. Now, what that means is that they will act in hindsight. In other words, after the fact. So, you know, you'll say it, and you might find out later that, oops, that's going to be a fine, because it's a very murky area.
I never really, I always have issues with the FCC.
Well, you know,
I always thought that it more than teetered the line of breaking the First Amendment.
Well, you know, if you get right down to it, of course, the FCC was an outgrowth of the Federal Radio Commission, the FRC, and we needed that because it had just run amok with, you know, who was on what frequency at what power
that.
That
was the original.
Right. Well, it still is a very big portion of the FCC's duties. In fact, they've lately been more going after FM pirates than ever before, including fining landlords who don't cease and desist. So, it's still very
what
much
pirate FM.
Oh, in other words, and you've got them where you are. People who are broadcasting without a license. Now, you're allowed to do that when it basically is. I think it's Part 15, where you got, you know, basically no power. So if you're just putting something on an FM transmitter because you're going room to room or something, but when you go beyond a certain amount of power, you have to be licensed. And the amount of people out there that are not licensed is just huge. And the problem, of course, is very often they're sitting on frequencies that have other radio stations, you know, not, obviously not the primary part of their signal, but still it's affecting their signal. So you have a lot of this and more in places like Miami, but not only everywhere. And so that's pirate radio broadcasting without a license.
That's interesting. That producer lady is coming over tomorrow to interview me over as an expert on soaps.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I'm excited. But wow, I cannot believe how quickly I got that.
Yeah, you did. You did good as usual. I would have expected nothing less.
Bill hated it. It defeated what a serial is. Mm. You know, small bites over a long period of time. Not in the cast of YNR had in their contract. It described the show as a half hour, and they literally lost 2/3 of their cast. Mm. And so, you know, it was like a new show.
Wow.
You know, and my friend who worked on the show at that time told me that she still has nightmares because of the fact that all these actors were leaving and they only have these minor characters. And the fact that her and Bill would literally write an episode each day and suddenly, virtually without warning, they're having to do 4 times as much work.
Oh, jeez.
You know, and it was literally, Bill said that she cried for a week.
Oh, my God.
Confirmed that.
Oh.
Because it was too much.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, you see, the deal is, you know, you got to realize it's radio, it's television, it's nobody dies. Just relax and have a good time. Who cares? But, you know, of course, I come from the school of it doesn't have to be good, it just has to be good enough. So, I don't know. But
it was actually a cost-cutting measure.
Of course, of course. And it could have been hilarious how it came out.
But it was Lynn Bolin who did it. To pay one licensing fee for an hour instead of two. And she told everybody, just double the scene length. And everybody was like, yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And they had to cut back. Then they had to cut back again. And it was 4 times the effort. Days of Our Lives went from... it was a 400 increase across the board.
Yeah.
Once they got settled. So she was like a laughing stock at the end of it for a while.
Undoubtedly. All right.
Anyway, bye. Have a good night.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to have John confirm your address. Don't go away. Hang on. I think he's got it, but I want to make sure. So we'll put Andrew on hold, and John will do that. And we will do original Star Trek trivia coming up next right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm not a genius. This is a fine song. Who is it? That should be pretty obvious. Well, I hope anyway. We'll see. And the theme. No, nobody's coming close to the theme. Of course, nobody's guessed the theme really yet, but maybe you will. In the meantime, we need a new question because we already have decided it was Billy Haynes, and MGM was just bat crazy that he was gay, openly gay. Heaven forbid. Yeah, he showed them. All right. 61% of all spouses, either sex, doesn't matter, just married, 61% of all spouses do this. Do what? All right, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Mark is in Aurora. How's it going, Mark?
Oh, just fine. I'm noting with interest that, given your last trivia question, it looks like Rock Hudson was old news.
Well, Rock Hudson was later. You know, I mean, that was later. This is
That's what I mean.
Yeah, right.
That's what I mean.
Right.
It was in the 70s.
And the other thing was,
George.
You know, Rock Hudson was not. I mean, it wasn't a well-kept secret, but it also wasn't something that he came out and declared. He didn't show up at an event with a lover on his arm, you know, that kind of thing. And see, in the case of Billy Haynes, he was proud of Jimmy Shields, and they were a couple, and he was not going to have it any other way. And so,
and of course, George Takei was gay.
Yes. Yes,
is gay.
Yes, right. Exactly. And though you're right about Star Trek and all that, and then of course he was on the transportation board in L.A. and all those kind of things, but not a real big star in the scheme of things.
Yeah, and George Takei in his autobiography, I seem to remember that he spends a lot more time talking about his Japanese heritage than about his gay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. So there you have it.
Yeah.
Are you ready for your Star Trek question?
We'll give it a shot.
What year was Chekhov born?
I know I don't know that.
Do you know what year Kirk was born?
No.
How about Sulu?
No, I don't know the birth years of any of them.
Oh, well, Chekhov was born in 2245 and Sulu in 2236 and Kirk in 2233.
Okay.
So I have absolutely no idea when that showed up on these episodes, but it must have.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't say that I remember it from any episode.
Yeah.
They must be extracting that from somewhere else.
I'd be curious. I have no idea. It doesn't say.
Yeah.
You know, normally it will. It'll say out there, you know.
I have a comical try at your trivia. You say 61% of spouses do this.
Yes.
Is it masturbate?
No.
Is it masturbate?
I'm sure that's true, but I don't think they'd admit it. But yes, sure the number's higher.
Probably more than 61.
Yes, I would absolutely bet on it. Yep. All right, thanks.
All right,
appreciate it. Okay.
Bye.
So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Tommy in Chicago, welcome back to WGN.
Hello, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm okay. Great show tonight again. I haven't talked to you this year.
Yeah, that's right. What have you been doing?
I called it the last night you were on a Monday, and I wished you too. I think it was a Monday, but I wished John happy birthday. Happy,
New Year.
New Year.
Yes.
And I think you just played some Al Green.
I did play Al Green, and I thought that was a great record. Should have been a hit.
Yeah, was it Hot Wire?
Yes, it is. Hot Wire. One of my faves.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Was that on the Bell label?
I think it was. You know, I don't know if I have the 45. I've got it on I've got it on an 8-track that I made myself. But
yeah.
So
eight
I should.
Track.
Yeah. Well, yes. No way. I did. I made a lot of 8-tracks, and
that's great.
You know, I probably held on to those longer than any other driver. I don't use them anymore.
I still have a few myself.
Well, that's right. It's only recently that I don't have a working 8-track recorder. So, but when the last
did
one...
Did you ever do the quad one? I think I've asked you about quad.
Yeah,
before.
I don't care about quad. I got two ears, not four. And the other thing is discrete or matrix. They never made up their mind. You know,
I remember those two.
Yeah, absolutely. You had to decide if it was a discrete or a matrix. I'm like, nah, it's too much for me to decide. So,
yeah. I used to listen to Santana and Quiet. What a great album.
Yeah. Hot Wire was on Bell. Absolutely. 1972.
Okay. Thank you so much
for
the show.
All right. Well, hang on. We'll confirm that address. You're absolutely right. Don't go away. All right.
Thanks, Robbie. Have a great night.
Good deal. You know, Bell originally, way back, before it was bought, was a label that Benny Bell owned, you know, the guy who did shaving cream and all those kind of records, and then he subsequently, you know, sold it early on. But every time I see a Bell record, I go back to thinking about, you know, shaving cream. All right, so you'd have to be a Dr. Demento fan, I think. Let's find out what's going on in the world at large. We'll come back with another hour of Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. Wherever you go, I think you should know the symbols of the language of love. So many have found you can't get around the symbols of the language of love. A wink of the eye, a smile and a sigh are symbols of the language of love. A hug that is strong, a kiss that is long, are symbols of the language of love. My wink, smile, and sigh meant that I want you near. My hug and kiss will tell you well how much I care. If you feel as I, just give your reply in symbols of the language of love. Your life will be grand when you understand the symbols of the language of love.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, who are they? Well, they have in common with everybody else we've played. Our question that we've thrown out, 61% of spouses do this, do what? All right, so 61% spouses on either side, male or female, or, yeah, male or male, whatever. All right, 888-876-5593. David is a first-time caller, and he's in North Carolina. Where in North Carolina, David?
Hickory.
Oh, all right, very good. Well,
my question is, Bert, I'm going to ask you a question before we do a little trivia.
Uh-huh.
You were syndicated, because I heard you, I think, in the late 90s in the Triangle area, Raleigh, which is the first thing you go by.
I was on a lot of
stations. In that area?
I was actually locally in Raleigh-Durham in 1977, believe it or not, on WDNC. But as far as nationally, yeah, I was syndicated a few different times. And, of course, you know, I was originally Art Bell's designated replacement on Coast to Coast, so could have been there, too.
Well, that's sort of odd. That makes me think about the stuff that's killing over 110,000 people now. Killed Prince. It took him 2.5 years to say what he had in his system. They were trying to get his private doctor. Then Tom Petty, they found it in him right after that. Art Bell died of it. That's sickening, man. You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about, but on this show, we don't discuss anything of consequence. The whole thing is just to take a break from everything. And certainly, I've done a lot of shows in the past that were highly conspiratorial, but we don't talk about them here. We just have a good time.
Okay. Well, I was wanting he was trying to put me on a month of a year of 76.
Yeah, if that's what you want. Now, the way it works, I'll give you the top 10 nationally. You can even pick the week. So it can be the week, the month, the year. I'll give you the top 10, and if you can get 70% of it, well, you win. Of course, it takes forever to get a prize, so you're mostly doing it for the fun of it.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So you want November of 1976.
Well, I'm thinking it's there or October. The person I was talking about a certain artist, but
okay,
he was a rock musician.
Okay. Well, do you want to do trivia with that particular artist? We can come up with another kind of question for you.
Well, I can give you some trivia. It's Peter Frampton.
Okay, so you want Peter Frampton trivia?
Well, I got a question, actually, maybe two, Raleigh, about... him, and then a movie that they did in 1978, and all that money had to be involved with two comedians. George Burns had just got finished with Oh God, and John Denver, was it John Denver? No, it wasn't John Denver. He played in that movie, didn't he?
Yeah.
But Steve Martin had just become a comedian. He was in the movie. It was remake of Beatles music.
Okay. See, I don't. I'll be happy to look up a trivia question for you, but I won't be able to answer any.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to ask you this, and I'll let you go, and I appreciate you listening to me.
Okay, sure.
For years, I thought the song that Peter Frampton did after Frampton Comes Alive, they're intertwined, they're Motown songs, and I always thought the Roadrunner was his song because of the guitar work. So years later, I heard an older group singing it, sound like the late 50s, early 60s. So I've made sure to listen to who the group was after, you know, sometimes they don't give the name to just jockeys. But it was Junior Walker and All-Star,
right?
The song Roadrunner.
Right.
And I couldn't understand. And then it's intertwined with Stevie Wonder's song, Sun Still Delivered. And I didn't know.
Junior Walker and the All-Stars came out with I'm a Roadrunner in 1966 on the Soul label. Holland Dozier Holland wrote it and produced it. So that is the original, is Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
Well, my favorite song of all time, I'll leave you with this. My dad was a Four Tops person, but my favorite song is by the Temptations, Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
Well, big hit. You're not in bad company. Lots of people love it.
Any classical, you know, class of music, that's my favorite song of all time.
Well, it was on Gordy, and that was a big hit in 1966. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Do it again. Yeah, absolutely. Huge hit for the Temptations. And, yeah, so that was, I think it was Brian Holland with Norman Whitfield on Ain't Too Proud to Beg, if I'm remembering correctly. All right, so 888-876-5593. We got Dale in Henderson, Nevada. Hey, Dale, what's happening tonight?
Oh, not much. How are you, Raleigh?
All right. So tell me what you're guessing on.
Well, I have two guesses. Either they're dual, they both work in the family.
Oh, that's interesting. That's not it.
And how about they take care of family members?
That's not it either.
Nope. Okay.
But
that's
thanks
all
for
I
trying.
Have.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
So 61% of spouses do this. Do what? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And I believe James on the south side's checking in. How's it going, James?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I can't complain. And we're going to be doing
except for knee things. I'm not even going to worry about that, about worrying you about a knee. But anyway.
Well, no, if it's worrying you, that's not good.
But it's it'll go away eventually. That's how that goes.
Well, one hopes, but, yes.
The things that I sent you, we can discuss that about that. Okay.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. Right. You sent a whole bunch of stories. So yeah.
Yeah. And about the trivia question, 61%.
Yes.
Well, I hadn't had a chance to really think about it because I didn't know somebody had finally nailed that other one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But let's see. I'll take a couple of quick guesses. I'm going to say, do the grocery shopping?
Nope.
Let's see. Do the family budget?
Nope.
By the way, keep
in mind, it's not necessarily something they do together.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Keep in mind, it's something they do together?
No, it might not be something they do together.
Okay. The last one before I go to the question at hand, I'll take care of an elderly parent?
Nope.
Okay, let's get to the question at hand, to the World War II.
Japanese troops under General Yamashita raced down the Malayan Peninsula using these vehicles to easily traverse the dense jungles. What were they on?
Bicycles.
There you go. We have a winner.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Good deal.
So okay.
Excellent. Hang on. Don't go away. Confirm that address. But I'm sure John has it. But just in case. All right. So we got Marge, a first-time caller, calling from Clayton, Pennsylvania. All right, Marge, thanks for calling.
Oh, of course.
So what are we going to do? Ooh, the 60s. Good, good, good. 1965. And what month and week, if you have a choice?
August
mm-hmm. of 1965. All right. And any particular week? Do you have any preference?
Oh, the second week.
Okay. Second week in August. Here we are. All right. That'd be August 14th. Number one, yep. I Got You, Babe.
Sonny and Cher.
Yeah, somebody in the background knows. Number two, I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Satisfaction, Rolling Stone.
Yes. Number three, Save Your Heart for Me.
Oh, my. Save Your Heart for Me.
Yeah, it was on Liberty. Snuff Garrett produced it.
Four Seasons.
No, mm-hmm. no. Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Number four, I'm Henry the Eighth I Am.
Oh, that was, I'm Henry the Eighth I Am. Oh, the, wait a minute. What's that guy's name?
Well, the lead singer's name was Peter Blair Dennis Bernard Noon, but what's the group?
Yeah, Herman and the Hermits.
Good enough. Herman's Hermits. Number five, What's New, Pussycat?
Tom Jones.
Yeah. Number six, yeah. Unchained Melody.
I remember them guys. Yeah. Righteous Brothers.
Yes, absolutely Righteous Brothers, you betcha. Number seven, It's the Same Old Song, but with a different meaning since you've been gone.
Four Tops.
Yes, absolutely Four Tops. Number eight, A Total Embarrassment. Don't Just Stand There. Please, okay. Don't Just Stand There. Yeah, she does a soliloquy in the middle of it. I guarantee you she did not want to record this. They didn't give her a choice.
No idea.
Yeah, no idea. Now, she had a television show. A sitcom.
Oh, she did? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right when this came out.
Television show.
Yeah.
Television show, she said. I don't know.
Patty Duke.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Number 9999. California nine. Girls.
Oh, that's, those guys, the Beach Boys.
Yes. And number 10, Down in the Boondocks. People put me down just as a, yeah, Down in the Boondocks.
Billy Joe.
Yes, yes.
Billy Joe, Royal.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, your team did well there, Marge. All right. Like I say, don't wait for the prize. It takes forever. It's not worth having. You did this for the fun of it, but eventually you get a certificate and something else you don't want. So hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Okay.
So that's good to hear from Marge and team. All right. So not bad at all. And, number 11 that week was I Want Candy, The Strange Loves. All right, so 888-876-5593. It's 8888 Raleigh. It is Monday Night Trivia. This requires your participation. Trundle to the phone now. 61% of spouses do this. That's right. Be they male, be they female, whatever their role, 61% of spouses do this. Don't necessarily think it's something they do together. All right. 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH on WGN Radio.
Playing games, you can think I do you wrong. You can think that I don't mean a word I say. You can think what you want. But if you think you're gonna stop the way I feel about you, baby, you're just wasting your time, 'cause I'm not changing my mind. I'm gonna stay around. You can trust I treat you right. You can be sure that I won't ever let you down. Sure there are stars in the night. If you think there'll ever come a day I'll live without you, baby, you're as wrong as can be. Can't change the way that I feel. Can't stop.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is it? Well, they have in common with everything else we played tonight. Yeah, I got two more after this, and hopefully a theme is becoming apparent. Or if not, I'll reveal it all at the end of the hour. 61% of spouses do this, do what? 888-876-5593. We have Lisa in Dundee. So what do you think, Lisa?
Well, I thought maybe sleep in separate beds.
Interesting. Not it, but interesting.
Oh, darn. Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. Thanks for trying. I'll try again next week.
I hope so. All right. So, yeah, no separate beds or rooms or any of that. So, John in Waukegan heard a bumper. What'd you hear, you know?
What, that song you just played?
Yeah.
That's Aaron Neville.
Absolutely right. It's Aaron Neville. You're 100% right. And a fine song it is. So what does it have in common with everything else we've played?
What does it have in common?
Yeah.
Well, it was a big hit at the time.
Nope. But that's all right. Hang on. You're absolutely right. You know your Aaron Neville. We'll add to your stash. Don't go away. All right. So John is 100% right. That was Aaron Neville, the rain song. Yeah. 888-876-5593. There will be two more bumpers that fit the theme that you will hear, one right after the news, and then one before the end of the hour, and then I'll reveal it. Our question, if it is unanswered, will become a straggler for next week. 61% of spouses do this. Do what? All right, and I will say as a clue, no, they're not doing it together. All right, so with that in mind. And hopefully, I kind of hate to give you guys clues because the problem is sometimes it leads you on a path that's even worse than you would have found on your own. But I think that'll be a good one. So your participation, because it is trivia, is warranted. Okay, demanded. Otherwise, I'll whimper if we get to it. 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. And Carol gives me all this wonderful show prep. When there's a lull, so I'll have things to talk about. And it's always good stuff. Oh, here it is. I was going to say, and I can't find it. Yeah, it's a tough night in a way for me because I'm on a very restricted diet at the moment and will be for 28 days. And I'll tell you what, right now I feel like I could just eat the chair I'm sitting in. Yeah, it's just But that's not on the list, of course. Seemingly nothing is. But I realize that in order to survive this, I'm going to have to better plan, because right now, other than having an increasing headache, I'm starting to not remember where I am. So this is a good time to find out what's going on in the world at large and check in with WGN Radio. All right, so who's that? What is he in common with everyone else we played tonight? They all have something specific in common. That's the theme. Of course, just knowing the artist is good enough for me. But you're playing for the fun of it. The prizes aren't worth the postage it takes to get them to you, and it takes forever for us to get them in the mail anyway. But eventually you get a certificate and something not worth having, like a DVD or a CD or a tabloid. That's right, tabloids. All right, so we have a question. And the question is, 61% of spouses do this. Do what? All right, so what does Mark in Chicago think? Hello, Mark.
Hey, Raleigh, how are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Good, good, good show as usual.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What do you think?
And my guess is extramarital affairs.
61%? Oh, man, I hope not. That's not it.
Okay,
all right,
thank you.
Thanks for trying. I appreciate it. That's a pretty high percentage. I don't know. Maybe it's true. I don't know about anything anymore today, but let's see. We got John and Waukegan calling back with a request. So what do you want to hear?
I heard that Smokey Robinson had made some songs in Spanish. I never heard any. So
okay.
If you have anything that he made.
All right. We'll play some this week.
Spanish people.
We'll play some this week.
Won't
be tonight because this is trivia.
On that, that 61% of the the spouse of the some of them have habits like they smoke a little on the side or drink a little on the side.
Not that, but interesting.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Robert and Stickney, what do you think?
Yes. Hello?
Yes. Here I am. There you are.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have a. Right. I'd like to take a guess on the main trivia question.
All right. 61% of spouses do this.
Would that be changing the baby's diaper, perhaps?
No, but if it was only 61%, what are the other 39% doing, and what happened to the kid?
Oh, yeah, that's
right. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. You may want to rethink that one.
All right, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Well, okay, Raleigh. Yeah,
right,
love
good
it.
Good deal. So yeah. Kids gone wanting. All right, so Johnny D. in Ohio, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I'm still up, Raleigh.
Me too, I think.
Well, you're going to have a nice meal when you're done.
I can't. That's the thing. I can't.
Oh, my God. Well, what could you eat? Could
All
you
right.
eat
you wanna,
poached eggs?
No, you want a list of what I can have. I mean, it's not.
Well, you got time.
It's not a happy thing all the way around. Let's see. I have... They gave me the list. I'm going to hear some. In terms of dairy, I can have blue cheese, organic butter, or hard cheese like Parmesan, mozzarella, or Asiago.
Well, that's not bad. You should have some cheese.
Right. No tomatoes of any sort.
No tomato.
I can have tree nuts, except I'm allergic to one of the tree nuts. They have four varieties here: almonds, walnuts, cashews, and pistachios. I'm allergic to pistachios, and I love them. All right. Dairy alternatives.
Well, that's good.
I can't have much of them, though. That's some. Dairy alternatives: almond, soy, or rice milk.
Forget it.
Yeah, it goes downhill from here. You see exactly what I mean. That's right. I'm ready to chew the chair.
You could tell him to take that list and shove it.
Well, yeah, except I'm not going to belabor what happened to me that they decided you better get back on this diet in a hurry, but trust me, it was ugly. So, you know, I sort of recognize that I probably do have to do this.
Well, you got to do your part, Raleigh.
That's it. But, you know, the horrible part is it's making me so tired. So, you know, like you said, I'm still up. Well, the reality is I nap during the news.
Well, yeah. When you're done, you can take a pretty long nap.
Well, after I digitize the show and get the website up and yada, yada, yes.
You work too hard.
I do. It's true.
I know. But anyhow, the one fellow said extramarital affairs. I was going to plainly say cheat, you know, but on the question.
Yeah.
But, you know, actually when he said that, I thought of that. But what I'm thinking is, and I never do this. I've seen Becky do it, my wife.
Oh, really?
Flirt.
Oh, interesting. Flirt. It's not flirt.
It's not flirt?
No.
Well, okay.
But that's a nice try. I like it.
Alrighty.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And Paulette is a first-time caller. She's in Willow Springs. All right, welcome to WGN, Paulette.
Hi, how are you, Raleigh?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm well. Thank you so much for asking.
Absolutely. So what are you guessing on?
I'm guessing that the spouses check each other's phones.
Ooh, I like that answer. I have no idea what that percentage is. That's not right, but it probably is high.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you
Thanks
so
for
much.
Trying.
I listen to you every night. You are wonderful.
Well, this is terrific. I hope you're going to call me again.
I will try. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thanks. All right, I'm counting on
that. You have a great night.
You too. All right, so we're counting on hearing from Paulette again. All right, so, although, you know, I think it is probably is high about checking the phone, but that has different meaning around here. Check the phone doesn't mean check what's on it. It means check where it might be. We lose them for days on end. And, you know, you call them and you try to make one ring so you'll find it, except that, you know, either the ringer's turned off or the battery's dead or whatever, so you just don't know. And then a few days later, you're doing something completely else. You're like, oh, a phone! I don't know what to tell you. All right, so 61% of spouses do this. Do what? And they don't do it together. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Been a lucky fella, well, been around everywhere. I've never known pain or sorrow, never had to care, well. Got me a lovely lady, ooh, she makes it so nice to belong, well. Makes a man's home his castle, and his life a song. Never played. When will I learn that every dream can't be mine?
WGN Radio Monday Night Trivia. Almost coming to a close here, the waning segment, and we have a question that's out there that maybe will be gotten tonight. If not, it'll be a straggler for next week. And that's 61% of spouses do this, not with each other. All right, do what? And so there's your question. Bumper Stumpers, that's the last one, and pretty obvious who that is. I think you should have no trouble knowing whatsoever. But then, what do they all have in common? And we'll tell you before the night is out. But right now, Mike is in Muncie, Illinois. So hello, Mike.
Hello, Riley.
Thanks for calling. First-time caller. I appreciate that.
I love listening to you. I finally got the nerve to call you.
Oh, good. Good. Well, I don't bite, so call regularly now that you're...
I love talking about radio. I'll call you some night when we talk about radios.
Absolutely. So,
okay, but John said somebody already guessed the answer. The signal's gone tonight. I can't get the live, on radio. On the trivia question?
Yes.
The 61% of couples?
No.
Married people?
Well, I've got somebody on hold who might be taking the guess you wanted to take. So if that's why John told you, then don't give it out. Because I got four
people. Okay, no, I will not do that.
I got four people hanging on. Yeah, if he told you that, it's probably somebody is already going to guess that. So
okay, that's fine. I just wondered why he got me first.
Because you're a first-time caller.
I am, but I'm going to call you again.
Well, that's right, and then you'll be a second-time caller.
I'm going to make a habit of it, and then you get tired of me.
Well, it's all right. All right. So you want Corvair trivia?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, it's a Corvair question, all right. But you got to hear the first half of it first, because it involves the Oldsmobile F-85 Jetfire. And a Corvair model were America's first vehicles offering factory turbocharging in 1962. What was the Corvair model?
The Corvair Spider.
Absolutely right. We have a winner.
Thank you.
Yeah, so hang on. We'll get that address, and like I say, it isn't worth the postage. You'll get something eventually. You're doing it for
the
fun of it, though.
I just love talking to you. I'm listening to you. Thank you.
Well, terrific. Hang on. Don't go away. All right, so yes, absolutely, the Corvair Spider. Yeah, I got a lot of Corvair trivia questions, and I don't know why. Maybe because I was waiting for Mike. All right, so now let's see. John and Waukegan knows another bumper, so who were they?
The song?
Yeah. Who was it?
The last song, I think that's Chuck Jackson.
No. Nobody's going to get it. It was Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Good night.
All right. So now we'll in a moment go over everybody we played and what they have in common. But I believe we're going to talk to Eric. And I think he was first in Barrington. So, all right, Eric, welcome to WGN.
Thank you.
So what is it?
My guess is they hide money from one another.
You're absolutely true. 61% of spouses do this. I found that alarming. I think I'd be more upset about that than to find out they were cheating. But have you ever hid money?
I think my mother had maybe an old sack or something in her dresser.
Well, that's just a little money. I don't know if we're talking about something that would fit in a sock, but maybe we are. Maybe that counts. But I was thinking more about six or seven figures worth.
Yeah, she was raised in the Depression. She was very thrifty.
Yeah. Well, all right, you're a winner. Hang on, don't go away. All right, so again, it's not worth the postage to get you the prize. You'll get it eventually, but you're doing this for the fun of it. All right, so we say yes. So 61% of spouses. And I admit, I know one person who does this, who's will be totally nameless, and it is male, and his wife is... my thought was, well, if you're hiding this money, what are you expecting to get a divorce? No, I just don't want her to know. It's $1 million. Yeah. And I know. Don't even ask how it is that this wife couldn't find it. She couldn't. I won't give you details. But I remember thinking, if I was married to this guy and I found that out, that would be a transgression that was absolutely worse than anything else I could think of. But apparently 61% of spouses hide money from the other spouse. What kind of marriage are you people having? All right, so 888-876-5593. I think Gwen in Chicago thought they spent too much. Oh, it's not that. So, Gwen, thanks for calling, though. I appreciate it.
Oh, good to talk to you, Raleigh.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it has to do with finances, money, opening up an account.
Yeah.
Or budgeting, that was, you know, where the other one doesn't. But wow. I'm enjoying the show tonight. But
great to have you.
Pretty close to what the other caller said, or that he actually got it right.
He got it right. Hide money from each other. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Raleigh.
All right, good deal. Now, all right, let's talk about the bumpers a moment, shall we? First, I'll tell you all what we played. We played Louis Jordan, Jack, You're Dead. We played Joe Tex, Be Your Own Judge. Barbara George, You Talk About Love. The Moon Glows did Starlight. The Miracles did Satisfaction. Timmy Thomas did One Brief Moment. It was Al Green with Hot Wire. The Eldorados with Language of Love. Aaron Neville with Can't Stop My Heart from Loving You. Major Lance did Follow the Leader. And it was Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Reaching for the World. What do they all have in common? Every one of them had a number one record on the national charts, the Billboard R&B charts, today, various years. For Louis Jordan, it was 1947. He was number one for 17 weeks with Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens. Joe Tex was number one in 1965 for Hold What You Got. Barbara George was number one in 62 on this date for I Know. The Moon Glows, number one in 55, Sincerely. The Miracles, number one in 61, Shop Around. Timmy Thomas, number one in 73, Let's Live Together. Al Green, number one in 72, Let's Stay Together. 9 weeks on that, by the way. Eldorados, At My Front Door, number one in 1956. Aaron Neville, number one in 1967. And yeah, Tell It Like It Is. Major Lance, number one in 1964 with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, and number one in 1976 for Wake Up Everybody. So that's what they all had in common. They all were number one on this date. And the 29th of January, they all had a number one song. So 47 and 65 and 62 and 55 and 61, 73, 72, 56, 67, 64, and 76. So that was it. Now, interestingly, I had come up with another theme, and as I started to pull the records, I realized I didn't like any of them. So the theme was a good theme, I thought, which was, white acts who were booked in R&B clubs with the promoters having no idea until they showed up. And there's a whole list of them. You know, we mentioned Mary Weiss died recently, and she told the story about being booked by James Brown, the Shangri-Las, and he didn't know that they were white. But, of course, the Occasions, I'm Donnie Weaver, who was their lead singer, I remember, they were booked. And, in fact, the promoter, when they saw them, said, oh, you need to leave. You're going to get killed. And Donnie said, no, we'll go on. And he did very well. The Apollo has done it a few times, including with the Reflections. Yeah, just like Romeo and Juliet. Yeah, and that's one of the ones that a lot of people were convinced they were black. I'll tell you, I fell for it because they were on Golden World. They were on Ed Wingate's label in Detroit, and I figured, yeah. But no, they absolutely weren't, and several people said, how could you even think that? Yeah, so there were many others. But the problem was that I wasn't going to play all the hits. Because, you know, you'd get them right away. And when I was looking for other things that they made that might be playable, oh, it was just painful. Absolutely painful. You know, I couldn't do the follow-up to Romeo and Juliet because, just like Columbus did, it was too similar. You'd have gotten it right away. And then after that, man, it devolved quickly. Yeah, it was like this. So I gave up on that thing. But I was playing with it for a few hours there till I finally realized, no, go for people who had number one records nationally on this date in time. And like I say, some of them for a lot of weeks. So we have full shows all week, So tomorrow night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and of course, you know, on the Tuesday through Thursday night, sky is limit. You can talk about anything you want, providing there's of absolutely no consequence. If it is important, we don't discuss it. So that's, yeah, that's true. Happy birthday to Betty LeVette, who turned 78 on Monday. Hard to believe. Born in Muskegon, grew up in Detroit. And she had an interesting life. Wrote a book about it, too, if you ever want to read that. It was pretty good. James Jamerson, the Funk Brothers, would have turned 88 today. And sadly, he died in 83. It was cirrhosis and heart failure. He was only 47 years old. Who else do I have? Well, Ronald Thompson of the Fifth Dimension and Charlie Wilson of the Gap Band, they had birthdays Monday as well. So happy, happy. And again, having a birthday this week and showing up Saturday in Chicago is Jackie Ross. And I'll tell you more about that as well, because you may want to go. It's on Saturday. Now, other than that, we have a variety of things to talk about tomorrow. Yes, so many that I have absolutely no idea what that is, but I've got 21 hours to figure it out. And more to the point, I'm already pleading for your call. So until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air. We thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. It makes the show a pleasure to do, and particularly easier when it's trivia. Yeah, that's for sure. So until tomorrow night, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.